centaines de milliers de lecteurs. Ça veut donc dire que les Américains savaient, que les collaborateurs de Ford connaissaient ses opinions, que les clients, etc. Quelles ont été les réactions aux États-Unis à ses écrits et à la publication du bouquin ?
A lot of newspapers and intellectuals and even political figures in the United States immediately condemned Ford.
Ford a été immédiatement condamné par beaucoup d'intellectuels et aussi des personnalités politiques de l'époque.
They condemned the antisemitism and they labeled a lot of the accusations as nonsense.
Et ils ont condamné cet antisémitisme et aussi relevé que beaucoup des propos qui étaient tenus étaient vraiment des absurdités.
Even the president of the United States denounced these ideas.
Même le président des États-Unis avait officiellement pris position contre ces opinions.
But for millions of Americans, if Henry Ford said it, then it must be true. He was a genuine hero in America at that time.
Mais pour les millions d'Américains, pour qui Ford était vraiment un héros populaire à l'époque, si Henry Ford l'avait dit, c'est que ça devait être vrai.
Ford even used his car dealers to distribute The International Jew.
Ford a même utilisé son réseau de revendeurs de voitures pour distribuer son livre sur le juif international, The International Jew.
Ford built tanks for the Nazis, and the Nazis used those tanks to gun down lots of soldiers in the U.S. Army ranks. Yes, Henry Ford was a fascist, and a nasty one was he. He built tanks for anyone for the proper fee. Henry Ford spoke to his lackeys, and he said, "Isn't this great? We'll attack our enemies and we'll retaliate." Yes, Henry Ford was a fascist and a cunning liar too. A brown shirt with a swastika draped in red, white, and blue. Henry Ford spoke to his workers and he said, "You dare not strike. You must be patriotic and take on my Third Reich." Yes, Henry Ford was a fascist and he had not a care about the dying soldiers that made him a billionaire. Ford built tanks for the Nazis, and he built many more to gun down lots of peasants in Peru and Salvador. Yes, Henry Ford was a fascist. I heard that when he died, the last words to leave his lips was "Arbeit macht frei." Yes, the dollar was his icon on whichever shore, and Henry's only motto was "Make money and make war." Yes, Henry Ford was a fascist, that's all I have to say. I will spit on Henry's rotting grave until my dying day. Yes, Henry Ford was a fascist, that's all I have to say. I will spit on Henry's rotting grave until my dying day.
Now, fast forward many years to the Nuremberg war crimes trials after World War II. In my research, I discovered that a lot of Nazis, when they took the stand at Nuremberg and they were asked what was the origin of their anti-Semitism, most people expected them to say, "Well, I saw Adolf Hitler, I heard his ideas, and I became an anti-Semite."
Si on fait un petit avancé rapide dans l'histoire, après la Deuxième Guerre mondiale, au moment des procès de Nuremberg, où il y a eu le procès de tous les dignitaires nazis, quand l'accusation leur demandait d'où vient votre antisémitisme, pourquoi êtes-vous antisémite, contrairement à ce que beaucoup de gens pensaient, c'était pas parce qu'ils avaient lu ou entendu Adolf Hitler.
But in fact, many prominent Nazis said that they were influenced not by Hitler, but by Henry Ford. They read The International Jew, and they became anti-Semitic. That's before most of them had ever heard of Adolf Hitler.
Non, la référence qui est sortie dans la bouche de beaucoup de dignitaires nazis sur la raison de leur engagement antisémite, c'était pour avoir lu les livres de Henry Ford.
And nobody seems to have been more influenced by Henry Ford and The International Jew than Adolf Hitler himself.
Et personne ne semble avoir été plus influencé par le livre de Henry Ford sur le juif international que Adolf Hitler.
In fact, Ford is the only American that's mentioned in Mein Kampf.
C'est le seul Américain qui est cité dans Mein Kampf de Adolf Hitler.
There's a lot of circumstantial evidence, in fact, that the Nazi Party, which was a struggling, fledgling party that wasn't getting anywhere because they didn't have any money to spread their ideas. There's a lot of circumstantial evidence that the money that finally vaulted them into public popularity came from Henry Ford.
Il y a des preuves vraiment substantielles qui prouvent que le parti nazi, qui à l'origine est un petit parti qui vivotait sans beaucoup de moyens, a pu progresser sur la scène politique allemande parce qu'il a été financé par Henry Ford.
And we know for a fact that Adolf Hitler was inspired by Ford because a Detroit reporter came to his Munich headquarters to interview him in 1931.